Appendix B, definitions. Brutal reality. Death, pain and suffering, and the unknown. Referred to as reality because on the physical plane, suffering is unavoidable and death wins in the end. Brutal reality ultimately replaces the illusion of safety, security, and immortality defined below. Ego. This is what keeps us separate from others, the creation and the creator. Selfishness. I, me, my, mine, territorial, and self-important. Healing power. The magnificent, intelligent healing power that operates every cell in the body. It knows what to do. It is incomparably brilliant. Healing qualities. A list of 100 qualities also referred to as the spiritual alphabet. These qualities are the attributes of love and reflect the character of the higher self, true self, or soul. Higher power. This is the God of your understanding, higher consciousness, higher meaning and purpose, or higher self. Higher self. This is the true self, soul, a composite of the 100 healing qualities listed in the spiritual alphabet. Horizontal axis. This is external action on the physical plane involving people, activities, things, events, and places. Used in conjunction with vertical axis, which is internal action involving the practice of spiritual methods described in this work. A balanced healing program includes work in both domains. The illusion of safety, security, and immortality. There is no such thing as permanent or absolute safety on the physical plane. The best we can do on the physical plane is create a feeling of safety based on the sense that we have more time, referred to as an illusion, as it is temporary, limited, and ultimately replaced by brutal reality. The inevitable suffering of life. Life is difficult and painful for everyone. There's no way around it. All of us have to face the minor irritations of routine daily living and major life problems such as disease, disability, the unknown, and death. This is the inevitable suffering of life. Reactivity is the suffering that we add to the inevitable suffering of life. Reactivity is reversible. The inevitable suffering of life is not reversible. Love. A combination of 100 qualities defined in step 7. For our purposes, each time you read the word love, you can consider that as one or a combination of these qualities. If you don't favor the word love, you are encouraged to use one of the following names or any label that gives you inspiration. You can call it truth, power, wisdom, self-knowledge, higher self, true self, soul, the Buddha, Atman, the image of God, spiritual qualities, spiritual alphabet, healing alphabet, spiritual properties, qualities, healing qualities, or the attributes of love. It doesn't matter what you call it. What does matter is the recognition that at the very core of your being exists a host of healing qualities that can help you manage any painful problem. Mental health. The mind is positive, calm, focused, strong, and resilient. It is awake, alert, and ready for problem solving, creative intelligence, shaping meaning, goal accomplishment, pain management, and the creation of health, success, harmony, and joy. Reactivity. Step 5 is called Tools Become Barriers. There are 6 tools that we use to achieve the core drive: thought, feeling, desire, body, activity, and ego. When the 6 tools are in alignment, they are powerful assets. When they go out of alignment, they become liabilities. The restless mind, high emotional reactivity, excessive material desire, the body, hyperactivity, and egotism add an additional layer of suffering to the inevitable suffering of life. This is called reactivity. Reactivity is reversible. Recovery: getting your life back no matter your disease or disability. Skillful pain management: there are 2 layers of pain, the inevitable suffering of life and our reaction to it. We cannot control the former, but we can control the latter. When you practice the techniques described in this book, you reduce reactivity, the add-ons, to the inevitable suffering of life. You cultivate strength and peace no matter what your body or the world throws at you. You become a more skillful pain manager, and your quality of life improves accordingly. Spiritual alphabet. The 100 qualities defined in Step 7, also referred to as healing qualities, qualities, the attributes of love, or love. Spiritual evolution. When the qualities listed in the spiritual alphabet, such as peace, strength, courage, love, compassion, understanding, and forgiveness, grow, you will feel better, become a better person, and experience higher states of consciousness. Spirituality. Religious elements include story, metaphor, parable, concepts, images, aspects, sacred texts, rituals, traditional worship, social gatherings, committee work, attending services, music, architecture, and listening to sermons. Spirituality is the healing qualities and higher states of consciousness that permeate these elements. Spiritual practice. Practicing any one or a combination of the 15 methods described in this work. Superconsciousness. An unmistakable shift in consciousness, sometimes described as the peace that surpasses understanding, pure love, ecstatic joy, unfathomable stillness, intuitive wisdom, a feeling of oneness with everything, and other wonderful expressions of spirit. These experiences may last from a few minutes or hours to several days, but there is inevitably a return to ordinary consciousness unless one is a spiritual master. Traction device. What gives the inspiration to do the work? Traction devices for the universal healing wheel are any of the elements from the great wisdom traditions, such as concepts, images, aspects, rituals, stories, sermons, music, art, or metaphor. This may include God, the God of love, the masters, mystery, karma, reincarnation, and much more. The universal healing wheel, problem method quality, or PMQ. 1. Problem. This is any problem of body, mind, or soul. 2. Method. Any one or a combination of 15 practice methods described in this work. 3. Quality. Any one or a combination of 100 healing qualities. PMQ is the essential healing principle of any wisdom tradition. It is necessary and sufficient for psychosocial and spiritual healing. This is all you need. USA, unconditional, spontaneous, and automatic. At mastery, when a spiritual quality is fully developed, It is USA, or unconditional, spontaneous, and automatic. The greatest example of this is Jesus on the cross proclaiming, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." Jesus expressed unconditional, spontaneous, and automatic forgiveness, signaling his status as a grand spiritual master. Vertical axis. Internal action involving the practice of spiritual methods described in this work. It is used in conjunction with horizontal axis, which is external action on the physical plane involving people, activities, things, events, and places. A balanced healing program includes work in both domains. Wisdom tradition. All of the great religions, spiritual teachings, and other psychosocial healing models such as the 12 steps, DBT, mindfulness-based cognitive behavioral therapy, mindfulness-based stress reduction, and many more.